The lawyer for the Abbotsford man who was once the RCMP's top civilian intelligence officer told a jury in Ottawa Thursday that his client was neither an enemy of the RCMP nor of Canada. Cameron Ortiz, accused of leaking top-secret information, pleaded not guilty in Ontario Superior Court to four counts under the Security of Information Act and breach of trust and misuse of a computer under the Criminal Code. Why would Cameron Ortiz, a dedicated, hard-working, intelligent and devoted employee of the RCMP, decide to send special operational information to members of organized crime? What reasons could there be? John Doody asked during his closing arguments for the trial, which began October 3. Doody said Ortiz had been mischaracterized and that the Crown did not prove its case beyond reasonable doubt. Even though Ortiz was restricted for national security reasons in what he could tell the court, even during closed-door sessions, Doody said he chose to testify anyway in his own defense in order to explain the motive for the 2015 operation. Doody said Ortiz intended to fulfill his role in the RCMP to carry out the mission and to protect Canada and citizens like you and me. We heard that there was no evidence of any communication to anyone other than the four named individuals on the indictment. We heard that there was no evidence CAM received any financial payments from anyone, Doody said. There's no evidence of other information being stored away, breaching use. Finally, there was no evidence of an attempt to continue communicating with any of the targets beyond what's disclosed in this binder. Ortiz testified that, under his so-called Operation Nudge, he lured four targets onto the Tutanota encrypted email system in order to gather evidence against them for an international investigation. Three of the persons of interest were involved in transnational money laundering. Another was Richmond's Vincent Ramos, who ran Phantom Secure, an encrypted smartphone supplier whose clients included the Hells Angels and Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. But a Crown prosecutor said Ortiz put forward a fatally flawed defense. Judy Clewer said witnesses testified that Ortiz was primarily a manager who had no authority to communicate the type of information he provided the targets. The very, very, very narrow issue that you need to decide in this case is whether Mr. Ortiz acted with authority, Clewer told the 12-member jury. Clewer recounted how the RCMP and international law enforcement partners in the Five Eyes Alliance, from the US, UK, Australia and New Zealand, decided to crack down on Canadian companies providing encrypted smartphones to organized crime. In July 2013, the RCMP National Intelligence Coordination Center, the NICC, initiated Project Saturation to provide an intelligence assessment of these Canadian companies, including the British Columbia-based company Phantom Secure Communications, Clewer said. Vincent Ramos was the Phantom Secure Chief Executive Officer, Kapil Judge was Phantom Secure's Technical Manager and Jean-Francois Ypres was a known associate of Ramos. Ramos was arrested in 2018, convicted in 2019 and sentenced to 9 years in a U.S. prison. U.S. authorities in San Diego charged West Vancouverite Ypres in 2021 with conspiracy to violate the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act for selling encrypted phones to criminals from his Vancouver company, Sky Global. Sky Global was shut down, but the case against Ypres has yet to proceed. Clewer said that Ortiz informed Ramos that Phantom Secure was under investigation and that a person who had approached Judge at the Vancouver International Airport was really an undercover operative. She said Ortiz also told him that police identified locations of his Phantom Secure servers and that they were also observing Ramos's travel habits. Ortiz told Mr. Ramos that he could use this information to thwart investigative efforts against him, suggesting that he move his servers, that he adjust his financial transactions so they wouldn't attract attention, Clewer said. Update. Friday, November 17. On Friday morning, Clewer concluded her closing arguments by saying that Ortiz was working contrary to the public good, noting that he asked Ramos for $20,000 and kept his actions hidden from 2015 until the time of his arrest in 2019. He was a civilian member in charge of operations research, with no responsibility, no duties, no involvement in police operations whatsoever. He was not a trained undercover operator, he was not a trained member, Clewer said. His only responsibility was to advise senior decision-makers of the intelligence that he was able to gather. There was no record found of any such operation. No policy allowed for communication of this information. Justice Robert Meranger will continue his charge to the jury on Monday morning.